I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the believers said, Amen. You may be seated. I want tonight to speak on the subject, you can escape hell's fire. You can instead enjoy heaven's favors. Let's learn how this can happen. Our nation and this old world of ours has been badly shaken in the past months and weeks. In fact, we have a situation in once peaceful nations of rioting, murders, and all sorts of misdeeds. And the world has gone mad. The politicians don't know what to do because they've given up their faith in God and in God's truth and in God's book. And so there's turmoil across the whole earth. And we are told in the Bible, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? And the righteous stand paralyzed in these days of darkness, deception, and treachery. A melting, a burying, a civil disturbance is shattering the nation. And the so-called peace time, as it has never been before witnessed, it has been smashed and destroyed. Turmoil. What has it done? It has smashed temperance. It has brought darkness where there has been light. It has brought a dreadful mutiny, and it has placed a blight upon our country's glory. Darkness. Great darkness, black darkness has prevailed, and almost daily slaughter has dogged the streets of our city, the streets of our towns, and the streets of our villages. Gun crime is a thing that's not new. It's a thing that's growing old with the many acts of gunning that we have had recently. What more appropriate picture should we cling to that account of God's own people? Listen, because there is wrath, beware. Lest God take thee away with a stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. This is not the time for sleepiness. This is not the time for lingering on the danger line. This is a time for prayerful Christian action. Make haste, child of God, because hell is rushing to carry your friends down speedily to eternal damnation. There is no time. You need to run to the open arms of Jesus. You need to hold him by his feet. And you need to pray that he will have mercy upon our country, upon our people, and upon our family. Tomorrow is eternity, just hidden from our view. There is no stopping the eternal timepiece of God's eternal ages. Let me present to you this man, Jonah, and the critical time that he went through in his ministry. Jonah is the literal record of a Christian's life in any time in history. We're not reading some fable here. We are reading a great fact here. In fact, Christ made it the proof foundation of his crowning work of redemption when he presented the picture of this man, Jonah, to those that listened to his preaching. And we read that he said, "For as Jonah's was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation," Christ said, "and they will condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." The fact that the Lord referred to the Queen of Sheba in the very next sentence is confirmed in Matthew chapter 12:42. And Luke chapter 11, 30 times. 7 times in John's gospel, Christ confirmed his death. Christ confirmed his burial. And Christ confirmed his resurrection. Luke chapter 11, verse 30. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. John's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 28, and verse 44, and verse 46, and verse 47. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 49. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 10. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 24. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 18. God had to correct Jonah before Jonah bowed to the truth that God had put into the heart and into the mind of Jonah for him to obey. This book of Jonah reveals that nothing can stop the will of God. Nothing can overcome the will of God. That the strangest events that we could dream of are all possible in the miracle power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This man's name was Jonah. He would never have been heard of except it happened the way it did. When you look at Jonah, you see, first of all, he's under orders. Suddenly we read that God spoke to Jonah. Secondly, we see this man running away from God's command. God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for me. Have you run away in disobedience? Or have you obeyed the command of Christ? Jonah under punishment from his disobedience had to suffer. My dear Christian friend, there's punishment for the disobedient in the Word of God. I wonder if God started to punish us for what we have not done, what a punishment that would be. But with the punishment came a miracle, that this man, thrown overboard, there comes along a great fish. I know that the infidels laugh at this, but my friend, there'll be more than a big fish swallowing every infidel when they get to eternity. It will be a wall of flame and fire which they will have to face when they stand in the presence of God. Yes, there was punishment for the disobedient, but there also was a miracle. Because God prepared this fish. It wasn't just the ordinary species. It was a special species that God made. God prepared it. God set up the room in the fish's belly where this man would learn his lesson. And my, he learned his lesson. And you are profiting tonight in this service by hearing this message of what God did. A miracle took place, and what a miracle it was. A wonderful blessing came in revival. A whole heathen city was converted. Jonah wasn't happy about what was happening. He still kicked against the bricks. The miracle of the outcome of God's grace was seen. And you know, there's something wonderful about Noah, about this man, Jonah. You know what it is? There is one thing that the Lord referred to as far as his atonement was concerned. And what was it? It was what happened to Jonah. He said, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the fish's belly, so I, the eternal Son of God, will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And then I'll rise to take the throne of heaven and make the nations of the world obedient to my rule. This is the way. Walk ye in it, God's way. When I looked at this book afresh, and I have read it over and over again in my ministry, I noticed the mystery of the revelation of God's will. God had to reveal his will to this man. And it was a mystery how he revealed it. The mystery of the sin of Jonah. Why should a man of God run away from God? The mystery of the miracles that were included, a miracle that there was no other miracle like it. What did the Lord say? As Noah was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, so the likeness is to himself. There is a mystery here of the sinful rebellion of the man of God. I love those words in Matthew chapter 12 and 40. For as Moses, or as Jonah, was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The most interesting thing about the New Testament comment on the missionary work of the mighty Jonas was that in Matthew chapter 12 and 42 and Luke's Gospel chapter 11, 31, 7 times in John's Gospel, Christ confirmed his death, his resurrect, burial, and resurrection. And it was all resting upon the miracle that Jonas was saved from the fish's belly. What more appropriate scripture could we cling to than this account given by God and sealed by God upon the sleeping prophet that had disobeyed God? The Church of Christ today is asleep. Men who ought to pray don't pray, and men who do pray, their prayer is dry. It lacks the tears, and it lacks the pull of the mighty love of God. Tomorrow is eternity, just hidden from your view. You can't stop the eternal timepiece of the Rock of Ages. Here is Jonah, and he's in the fish's belly, but he's the only man that can bring the message to the doomed city. I stand in the gate of Nineveh, and I look and I see that the great and mighty prophet is coming. This man, Jonas, he comes on his own. There's something in his face I do not like, for it seems that he's not really in what he's doing. But let me tell you, God was in it. God was driving him. And he stood and he preached a simple message. There wasn't one prick of God's mercy in it. It was all judgment. Judgment! 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 And yet it was the greatest sermon of mercy that ever was preached. And the whole city was converted. Not one unsaved person in the whole city. That was revival. That was real, genuine revival. That was old time religion at its best. Jesus Christ took that lesson, and what did he do? He taught the people that his resurrection from the dead is paralleled with the resurrection of that whole city from death to life. I tell you, purity has been drowned in our day in a sea of despair. The door of heaven has slammed, and the black night of hell has overtaken us. Darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people. The door of hell has opened, and the blackness of the eternal night has triumphed. Hell rejoices as heaven mourns. Tell me, is there any hope? Yes, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must first begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what must the end be of those who obey not the gospel? Hell's peace, hell's calamity was overthrown, and it was overthrown by the love of God that passeth knowledge and all understanding. And a man whom no denomination would have sent to do the job, and no special preaching body was appointed. God took a person that had rebelled, a person that had turned his back, a person who paid money to escape from his God. And that was the person changed by the hand of God. That was the person God took to save the city. You, my friend, are not beyond the employment of the King. Christ wants you to be employed in the work of the salvation of your day and generation. Where should you start? You should start in your home. You should start among your offspring. You should lay hold upon God as never before, that every one of your children are brought to the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Oh, if we could have homes that are filled with prayer, homes that are filled with grace, homes that are filled with the joy of the Lord, what a difference it would be. I trust that tonight we will all search our own hearts. We will all come like Jonah and confess our own needs. And we'll all take a walk to the place where we should be working for God. And we should say, Lord, loose me and let me go, that I might do thy will, and that thy work may prosper in my hand. If you're in this service and you're unsaved, you're a lost soul. Let the brittle thread of life snap. Let your life come to an end, and all that you would have would be eternity in hell forevermore. Oh, sinner, the Savior is calling for thee. Long, long has he called thee in vain. He called thee when joy led to a happy expression in your heart. But he also called you when tears came and the road was bitter. Oh, steer, dear sinner friend, this night to the harbor light. For how do you know that your soul may be drifting over the deadline this night? In God's name, be in time. Amen and amen. Let's bow our heads. Oh God, our Father, we thank thee for thy word. Thy word is truth. Write it upon our hearts. And O God, touch the unsaved with the healing touch tonight. Touch God's people with a burden for their lost ones tonight. And O God, may there be the beginning, the kindling of the flame of revival in all our hearts. You are the God of Jonah, and you're our God. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. All may change, but glory never. Glory to his name. I will be in my vestry just at the bottom of the stairway. If you want to come and talk to me about where you're going to spend eternity, my dear hero here, come to the vestry tonight. Let us kneel together and get the matter of your soul salvation dealt with for all eternity. Be in time, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you will find no open gate, and your cry be just too late. In God's name, be in time. And everybody said, amen.